Welcome to all those that are with us. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. We dedicate the Shir today for a complete Refuah Shelema for Yehoshua David ben Chana Adina, Nisim Baruch ben Sara and his wife, Yuspe Hendel bas Gitaleya, Aviv Ilana bas Yispendel, Sarocha bas Yispendel, Chaim David ben Chanafega, and all the others that need Refuas and Yeshuas, including Gavriel Shlomo ben Idit. We're in the middle of the topic of Chanukah, and based on chapter 33 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Ahava Shebeyomim and Ahava Shebedas, two different levels of holiness, of kindness. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie it into the Beis HaMikdosh. V'zeh b'chinas ha'azois shel ha'kohen gadol b'yom ha'kippurim lifnai v'lifnim u'b'hechel. What we learned in the previous year about Chanukah, about the 8 days of Chanukah, about the concept of 1 and 7, how the Ahava Shebedas is referred to as 1, and the Ahava Shebeyomim is referred to as 7, and that's the concept of the first Chanukah candle, and then continuing with 7 more. So too we have a similar scenario in how the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the blood on the Paroiches, on the curtain of the Beis HaMikdosh, on Yom Kippur, and in the inner sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdosh. Shehoyo achas lamalo v'sheva lamato. The Torah tells us that he would do 1 sprinkling above and 7 below. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Kedei sheyoir oir ho'ahava shebedas. This is in order to be able to shine that light of Ahava Shebedas, shehu bechinas achas lemalo, which is represented by that 1 sprinkling above, basheva shelamato, into the 7 below, shehin bechinas sheva midois, sheva yomim, which correspond to the 7 lower spheroids, which correspond to the 7 days, shehu bechinas ahava shebemidois uzman, which is referred to as the ahava within midois and zman. And Rav Nosson Zal adds now, ki shamati, because I heard, sheshmoina simei Chanukah hem keneged shmoina hazois shel ha'kohen gadol b'yom ha'kippurim. Hainu kanal, and it fits perfectly with what we just said. V'alkein hoyomoina ha'hazo ha'rishoina shelamala im kol ha'sheva shelamato. And this is why he would count the 1 sprinkling above together with each one of the 7 sprinklings below. Kamesha Kosuv, as it says in the Gemara, and as we say in the Shmon Esri in Musaf on Yom Kippur, Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas u'shtayim, Achas v'sholosh, Achas v'Achas, so on and so forth. Kidei sheyoyir ur deleilo, b'chinas ava shebedas, b'chinas achas lamalo, b'sheva shelamata, b'chinas sheva yomem u'midas kanal. In order that light, that higher level light, which is the Ahava Shebedas, which is the Achas Lamala, the 1 sprinkling above, will shine into the 7 below, which correspond to the 7 days of the week, the 7 spheroids, etc., as we saw in the previous year. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes more into the topic of Kohen and Kohen Gadol to explain their significance in all of this. Ki ha-kohen ha-gadol shehu bechinas ahava gedoilo ho-elyoina. Because the Kohen Gadol, who represents a very, very high level of ahava, we've mentioned many times that on a basic level, Kohen is chesed, Levi is gvura, and Yisrael is tiferes. But the Kohen Gadol represents a super high level of chesed and ahava. Hoyanichnas b'yom ha-kippurim lifnai v'lifnim. He would enter on Yom Kippur into the inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdosh, el mekoyim ha-oroin v'holuchos, the place where the oroin, the ark, was with the luchos, the tablets. Shehu bechinas hadas elyoin, which represents a very high level of das. Ki habeis hamikdash bechlal hu bechinas das. Because we know that the entire Beis Hamikdash is referred to as Das, Kama Shekos of Rabbeinu Zal Bekama Pomim, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in many places, Kama Shom Rabbeinu Seinu Zal, based on the Gemara in Brachas, page 33, where the Gemara says, Kol mi sheyesh boideo, ki'ilu nivne Beis Hamikdash biyomov. That any person who has Das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were already built during their time. Because that's what the Beis Hamikdash was, a merkaz of the highest level of Das. Number one, it had the Luchos in it, the holy tablets with which Hashem sent down from heaven the heavenly Das. And number two, it had the Lishkas Hagozes, it had the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin Agdoila, the highest body of learning of Torah, sat in a room in the Beis Hamikdash. However, Rav Nosson Zal points out that even when we're talking about Das, which is a very high level, within Das there are many, many levels. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in our chapter of Likut Imran, chapter 33. Remember the pasuk, Kimolo ha'oretz deos Hashem, kamayim layam mechasin, that in the future the world will be filled with das, like water that covers the ocean floor, which means different levels of depth. Bechinas ava shebeda, ki bechinas ava shebedas, shebemadrega hatachtoino, hu bechinas ava shebeyomim, bemadrego elyoino. Because the ava shebedas of the lower level of elementary school is like the Ahava Shebiyomim of the level above it, of high school. V'alkein hoya bebeis hamikdash atzmoi kama v'kama kiddushos. And this is why in the Beis Hamikdash itself there were many different levels of holiness. B'chinas kama badregos, different levels. Kama Yisham Rabbi Zayin Asala, as the Gemara says, Ezras Yisroel mikudeshes mimenu, that the section called Ezras Yisroel was holier than the section called Ezras Noshim. And then there was the place where only Kohanim were allowed to enter, Mekoim Drisas Raglei HaKohanim Mekudash Mimenu. Those places where only the Kohanim were allowed to enter were holier than the Ezras Yisrael. Bein Ha'ulam V'Lamizbeach is another higher level of holiness. HaHechol, the Hechol is still a higher level. Ad lifnai v'lifnim mekudash mimenu, until we come to the highest level in the Beis Hamikdash, which is called lifnai v'lifnim, the inner sanctuary. She'ein nichnas l'shom elo hakoyin godol biyom kippurim, where the only person that was allowed to enter into that place was the kohen godol, and only one day a year on Yom Kippur. Kishom tachlis hakedusha, because that's the highest place of holiness in this world. Tachlis hadas o elyon, the highest place of das. Vishom hoyoimed ha'oroim v'holuchos shekibel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom miyodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's there in the lifnai v'lifnim that you had the oroim, the ark, and the actual luchos which Moshe Rabbeinu received kaviyochel from the hands of Hashem. Vishom Iker Ahavoson Shel Yisroel Imavim Sheva Shemaim. And therefore, that's also the place where we see the highest possible level of love between Hashem and the Jewish people. Bechinas Bein Shodai Yolin. As the Pasuk says in Shir Ashirim, my beloved sleeps between my breasts. And the Gemara tells us, Shehem Badei Ha'oroin. This refers to the two poles that were on the sides of the Orin, the ark, which stuck out to the paroiches, to the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the other parts of the Beis Hamikdash, and it appeared, it looked like the upper part of a woman. Sheshom hoyonoisena koyin godol haktoires aloesh biyoyim kippurim. It's inside there, the lifnai v'lifnim, the kodesh hakodoshim, that the kohen gadol would place the ktoiras on the fire on Yom Kippur. Vishom Hizois Hazois Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata. And it's there that the Kohen Gadol sprinkled those sprinklings of the blood, one above and seven below, Lechaper Al Kol Yisrael, to atone for the entire Jewish nation. Kikol Hakaporois Al Kol Achatoim Tluyim Bakoyhanim. Because all atonement and forgiveness for all sins is dependent on the Kohanim. Shehoyim Makriv Mahakorbonos Al Yisrael. They were the ones who offered the sacrifices on behalf of the entire Jewish nation. Ki HaKohen Ish HaChesed Hu Bechinas Gibor Koyach. Because the Kohanim, who represent Chesed, were also Giborei Koyach, very powerful, very strong. Ki HaKohanim Hoyu Anshei Chayel Giborim Gedoilim, Kama Yishom Razal. The Gemara tells us that the Kohanim Gedoilim were soldiers, warriors, powerful people. There's reason, they're people who are quick and strong in doing their avodah. Ki Iker HaKohuna Zochu Al Yedei Kedusha Sabris. Because the main attribute by which the Kohanim were zoche to this extra holiness above other Jews is Kiddushas HaBris, holiness in the area of Bris. K'may Shekosuv, as it says in Vezois HaBrocha, at the end of the Torah, when it speaks about Shevet Levi, it says there, Yoiru Mishpotecho LeYakov V'Seirascho LeYisrael. They are the ones who teach Hashem's justice and Torah to the Jewish nation. Why? Ki shamru imrasecha, because they upheld your commandments, uberischa yinsoiru, and they guard the bris. Sheze bechinas giboyrei koyach, and that's what the pasuk is referring to when it speaks about powerful Jews. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, ilein inun demizgabren al yitzrayim. This refers to those Jews who overpower, who defeat their yetzer hara. And we know that the main Yetzer Hara, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ikra de Yitzra Bisha al Arayin. The main mission of the Yetzer Hara in this world is to get us to commit sins between men and women in the area of Bris. It's brought that the angel, the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, his name is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, which has the same numerical value as the root of the word adultery. Nun Aleph Pei, Niuf. Nun Aleph Pei is also 131. Ki Iker HaHisgabrus Al Yitzroi Hu Rak B'Taivazu. Because the most important area where a Jew has to try their best to overcome their Yetzer Hara is only in this area, in the area of Tikkun HaBris. That's the most important. It's the most difficult, most important. And if a person conquers that, it'll automatically be much easier to conquer the other things. V'alkein machmashak. And we know that the Kohanim had additional requirements of Tikkun HaBris that other Jews don't. A Kohen cannot marry a divorcee. A Kohen Gadol can't marry even a widow. Additional requirements. The woman must be a besula. V'alkein machmas shehakoyen ish chesed hu bechinas gibor koyach shekofo es yitzroi. And because of the fact that the koyen who is ish es chesed is also gibor koyach who conquered his yetzahara v'zocho li'avo shebedas, and thereby was zoche to that higher level, that level called avo shebedas bechinas, as we see in a pasuk, Ki sifsei koyin yishmeru das, that the lips of the koyin have this das, shehein bechinas hatzadik ho'emes kanal. So therefore the koyhanim represent the true tzadik. Ki ha-koyhanim bechlal hein bechinas avo shebedas keneged klal Yisrael. Because the entire category of koyhanim, compared to other Jews, the koyhanim are referred to as avo shebedas. Al kein, therefore, Kishe'echot mi Yisrael nofal beize chet chas v'shalom. When a Jew chas v'shalom fell into committing a sin, hayomevi korban el hakohen, he would bring his offering, his sacrifice to the kohen, vayusoimchen ala korban, and the Jew would lean upon this animal umisvatim kol avinoseim, and perform a confession over all their sins. Vaideze nimshechu kol ha'avinos ala behema shel korban, and by doing this, all the person's sins were transferred onto this animal of the korban. Ukushelakocha ha'koyin lakriva. Now, when the koyin took that animal to sacrifice it, hoyotekef noifel v'nichna v'nizbatel hora. The negativity, the evil, the sins would immediately fall away. Shehem hachatoim v'avoinois, v'nizgale v'nizbarer b'chinas hayemei toiv. And there was a revelation and a refinement of the goodness, the yemei toiv, b'chinas hatoiro shohoison esterisham, which is the Torah that was hidden within this ra. Because as we explained, as we saw previously from the chapter on the Likutei Moran, that when Ra comes into contact with a true tzaddik who has conquered his own Ra completely, the Ra falls away, it disappears. Keneged hakoyin ish hachesed, shechinas gibor koyach, bechinas hatzadik shekofa likvois hasitzroim. The koyin represents the tzaddik, the gibor koyach. V'alkein hoiso ikar hakaporo bebeis hamikdosh. And this is why the main atonement for sins took place in the Beis Hamikdosh. Kishom hu bechinas das. Because again, the Beis Hamikdosh is a center of das. Bechinas ahavo shebedas. That level that Rabbi Nizal speaks about in Likutei Moran called ahavo shebedas. In other words, both ahava and das are both revealed most in the Beis Hamikdosh, as we saw previously. Shaydeze ikar hakoyach shel hatzadik lahachmiya hora ulevatlo miyisrael. And it's through this das is what enables the tzadik to be machmiya the ra and to eliminate it from klal yisrael. Al yidei shezocho lebechinas ahava shebedas. As a result of the fact that the tzadik, the Kohen, has been zoicha to this level of Ahava Shebedas. We know again, the Zohar HaKadosh mentions many times, Kulhu b'machshava isbariru. Everything gets refined and corrected in machshava, in das. So this is one of the reasons why we say that Talmud Torah keneged kulam, why the study of Torah is so important. Because all sins are a reflection of lack of das. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sota, Ein odom choyte elam kein nichnas boiru ashtus. A person will not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness has entered into that person, which is the opposite of das. So the more we increase the das, we're eliminating the sin. Regarding this point that I mentioned a few lines above, that again, that the Kohen, by bringing the Korban, the Ra falls away, and the Toiv is revealed, the Torah is revealed. The Baal Shem Tov points out that in the word Chet means sin, the Ches and Tes are negative forces. They are the Ches inside the word Nachash, and the Tes inside the word Satan. The word Nachash has a Nun on the outside and a Shin on the outside. Inside it has the letter Ches. The word Satan has a Shin on the outside, a Nun on the outside, inside the letter Tes. That's the evil. That represents evil. We know that a snake, the Gemara speaks about a snake having the poison between its fangs, Bein Shinov, between its teeth. So between the Shin Nuns of Nochosh and Satan, you have the poison, which is Chet, Chestes. The letter Aleph represents Alufoi Shaloylam. We had this, I believe, in yesterday's Shir. The letter Aleph represents the master of the world, Hashem. That Hashem is inside the sin, is there also. Because nothing can be done in this world without the existence of Hashem inside of it. So Kaviochel Hashem is in the sin. There's a toiv inside of there. When the Kohen brings the korban, the Ches Tes falls away, the Ra falls away, and the toiv is revealed. the blood of that animal sacrifice that's offered on the Mizbeach, the blood and the imurim, the inner parts, represent a toiv inside of there that's holy, that can be attached, that can be brought as an offering in the Beis HaMikdosh. This is why it's brought in the Gemara and in Halacha, that on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a person should avoid eating nuts, because egois is bigimatria chait. The word egois, aleph, gimel, vav, zayin. But my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld kind of pointed out, if you add it up, it's not bigimatria chait, it's bigimatria ches tes, without the aleph, which is 17, which is toiv. Ches tes is toiv. And that's when he explained this whole beautiful Dvar Torah about the fact that in the sin itself, there's a portion that's Ra, and then there's the Aleph, the Alufay Shalolam, the presence of Hashem. And the Egois is Bigematria of the Ches Tes, the negative aspect of the Chait. The Gemara and Shulchan Aruch give a reason, because it gets stuck between the teeth. And it'll make it more difficult for the person to daven. When you daven, you're using your mouth, your lips, your teeth. Having nuts get stuck in your teeth makes it harder. But here we see now, again, the whole concept of between the teeth, being those letters ches and tes, between the teeth of the nochosh and satan, the shin nun and the shin nun of nochosh and satan. Back inside, v'chol ma shetzrichin kapora gedoyla biyoser, tzrichin sheyisasek boi tzadik godoyl biyoser. And the more that a person committed a more serious sin, which requires a greater atonement, it requires a greater tzaddik to be able to achieve it. So that the tzaddik will be able to reach up and draw a higher level of oyer avo shebedas. V'alkein, and therefore, b'yoyim ha-kippurim, on Yom Kippur, she'oz tzrichin kapora al kol ho'avoinos, al klal Yisrael, that's when we want to achieve a complete forgiveness for all of the sins of the entire Jewish nation. Alkein kol ho'avoinos shel yom ha-kippurim, lo'yhoyu k'sherim ela b'koyan godol. This is why Masechta Yuma begins with the fact that Yom Kippur, all of these the main services in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, had to be performed only by the Kohen Gadol. Shehu Bechinas HaTzadik HaGadol. He represents the great Tzadik. Sheyesh Loi Koyach Likonois Lefnai VeLefnim. Who has the ability to enter into the inner sanctuary. Lahamshich Mishom Oyer Ho'avo Shebedas Ho'Elyoin Ma'oi. To be able to draw from there the highest level of Oyer Ava Shebedas. Vaydezer hoyomechaper al kol Yisrael. And through this, he was able to achieve an atonement of forgiveness for the entire Jewish nation, for all of our sins. Ki hoyo loikoyach lahachnia ulevatel kol hora shel kol hoavoinois shel kol Yisrael. He had the ability to defeat and eliminate all of the evil, of all the sins of the entire Jewish nation, ulegalois hatoiv, and to reveal the good, haynu hayemei toiv, the good days, ulahoyer boy oyrav mele'ela, and to bring down on that toiv that he reveals now from within the Ra, to bring down an incredible high level of light from way above, bechinas ho'avo shebedas, coming from that place called avo shebedas, Shezeu bechinas achas lemalo v'sheva lemato. This is what's included in this concept of the one sprinkling from above and the seven down below. On Yom Kippur, we say the pasuk, ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem mikoil chatoisechem lifnei Hashem titoru. On this day, Yechaper, he will forgive on you, Aleichem on you, letaher eschem, to purify you from all of your sins, lefnei Hashem titoru, before Hashem, you will be purified. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld explained Note, in the Gemara, it usually uses the terminology that Yom Kippur Mechaper, that the Itzumoy Shel Yom, it says Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh, the essence of the day itself forgives. But that's not what it says in this Pasuk. In this Pasuk it says, on this day, Yechaper, He will forgive. Who's the He? The answer is that in the Sifrei Kabbalah, it explains, when we're talking about the lower level, Ava Shebiyomim, we use the term Noichach, you. When I'm speaking to someone who's next to me, who's in the same room as me, I say you. When someone is not with, when someone is outside, they're above, they're not with us, then we use the pronouns he and she. That's called Nistar. Nistar means hidden. The person is hidden. They're not, that we don't see them in front of us. And Nistar refers to the secrets of Torah, Sisrei Torah, that Ava Shebedas, the Keser, the crown, the highest level. So Yechaper is telling us that the Kapor on Yom Kippur is coming from him. Who's him? The one in the penthouse, the Ava Shebedas. And that's why the word Titoru is Bigimatria Keser, exactly, to show that this is what's taking place on Yom Kippur. Again, the Gemara says there are 10 levels of holiness. It begins with Eretz Yisrael, it begins with Malchus, and it begins with Rosh Hashanah, which is Malchus, and throughout the 10 days of Tshuva, we're climbing a ladder until we get to Yom Kippur, which is the Keser, which is the peak of this Oyer Ho'ava Shebedas, when the Kohen Gadol was able to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to be able to draw this Oyer Rav Mele'ela, to whiten all the sins, to cleanse us completely. Any questions, please? Question is asked, if 17 is chait, and it's also toiv, why is egoy 17? I believe that the egoiz is mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah, about the egoiz that has two klipos on it, a smaller klipa and an outer klipa. I believe there is discussion. I'm not familiar with it. Again, there must be a reason specifically. It's called nuts. When we talk about a person going crazy, we said a sin is ruach shtus. Person goes nuts. So could be that's a somewhat of an association between the nuts and the concept of chait. The negative aspect of the chait. I remember hearing once that the Rebbe Elimelech Milizhensk once offered, that someone once told Rabbi Nazal that the Rebbe Elimelech had an interpretation. When we say vidui, we say oshamnu, bogadnu, we sinned. Who's the we? The answer is Hashem, it's you and me. Because I couldn't have committed this sin without you. So you're in this too, Hashem, kaviyochol. And then Rabbi Nazal offered his own, he said that that's beautiful, and Rabbi Nazal offered another interpretation of the Oshamnu. I don't recall it at this moment. It's in Sichai Saran, if I recall. Any other questions, please? Okay, let's continue. Paragraph Hey. Okay, in chapter 33 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, Rabbi Nazal says over there, that when a person is zoiche to this Oyer Avo Shebedas, then they're zoiche to shalom, to be completely at peace, which means they're not wavering, they're not going back and forth from good to bad, from positive to negative, but rather they're able to praise Hashem in all circumstances. And Rabbi Nazal quotes the pasuk, Bahashem ahalel dovor, Belokim ahalel dovor. I praise Hashem when it's Yud Ke Vav Ke, when I see the chesed of Hashem, and I praise Hashem when it looks like Elokim, when it looks like Midas Adin. So now Rav Nosson Zal ties this into Chanukah also. V'zeh b'chinas ha-halel shel Chanukah. Now we'll know why one of the major events on the 8 days of Chanukah is that we recite the entire Halel. Ze bechinas b'shema halal dovor, belikim al dovor, hanemar b'maymar hanal. This ties into the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likut Imran, shehu bechinas shalom. That means a level of peace where a person is not bouncing back and forth. Shezoichen, which a person achieves, al yedei ha-toira shemegalen uboinen me'imke ha-klipois aydei kfias ha-yetzer. That peace is achieved by a person who succeeds in overcoming their own evil, getting rid of defeating their own Yetzirah, and thereby when that person encounters any type of Ra, the Ra falls away, and the Toiv that was underneath that Ra is revealed. When a person who is able to achieve that, that Toiv is a level of Torah, a level of light, that brings the person this peace, this inner peace. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom, take a look over there. Kize Iker Halel, because this is the real praise of Hashem. When we talk about a person praising Hashem, this is the real level we're talking about. When a person gets to a level where they see Hashem everywhere, bein betivoy, bein ba'okoy, whether it's good times or chas v'shalom bad times, when things seem to be going well, or the opposite. Bechinas mehulol ekro Hashem, as the pasuk says, praiseworthy, I call out to you Hashem, umin oivai ivoshea. And through this, I am given a salvation from all my enemies. I'm saved from all my enemies. Meaning, even when I'm encountering opposition, enemies, what do I do? Mehulol ekra Hashem. I'm praising Hashem. Bechinas min hametzar korosi ko. I cry out Hashem from my constriction, when I'm tied up, when I'm in prison. Shezeo bechinas b'shema halal dovor, belikima halal dovor. This is the concept of a person who praises Hashem when things seem to be going good, and he also praises Hashem and reaches out to Hashem when there's any kind of problem or crisis. Not complaining to Hashem, not being angry at Hashem, chas v'shalom, but knowing Hashem is there, Hashem is inside of this. It's not corona, it's not black plague, it's not Arabs, it's Hashem. Hashem is inside of everything, and any situation that I'm encountering, good and bad, I'm always using it to connect Hashem, either on channel 1 or channel 2, whether it's Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, it's always bringing me closer to Hashem. It's always an excuse to connect with Hashem. Happy times, Hatoiv Ameitiv. Chas v'shalom crisis, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Dayanu Emes. It's always seeing the Hashem in it. And Hashem is Toiv. Remember that the pasuk says, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. And Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in Mispar Koton, is Bigematria Toiv. So if I always remember Hashem and connect Hashem through everything, I'm connecting to that Toiv. I'm revealing the Toiv, the Torah inside of everything. Hashem and the Torah are one. Paragraph Vov, Veze Bechinas Hatzdoko Shenoyagim Liten Bechanaka. And with this, we'll also understand why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch point out that Chanukah is a time that the poor people come knocking on doors, special time for collecting tzedakah and giving tzedakah on Chanukah. Ki Rav Nosson Zal is going to give an incredible, clear explanation of this now. Ki ikur ho anius chas v'sholem hu machmas hisgabrus hayemei ra al hayemei toiv. Because when a person finds themselves in a state of poverty, poor means lacking. That lacking can be financial lacking, gashmias, and we know the Gemara says in Adorim, Ein oni elo min hadas, that the real poverty is when a person is lacking das, when a person doesn't understand, they don't know why. They have a thousand whys. Why? They don't know why everything is the way it is, etc., etc. That's the real anius. The pasuk says, and tell him, Ashrei maskil eldol. Blessed, fortunate is the one who gives seichel to a poor person. Remember, the Gemara says, Imdas konisa ma chosarto. If you have acquired das, what are you lacking? You're not lacking anything. Imdas chosarto, and if you're lacking das, and you have 30 Rolls Royces and 400 homes and everything, ma konisa, what do you have? You have nothing. Because there's no way that you can't appreciate it. You can't know, you don't know what to do with it, how to use it to your benefit. So Rav Nosson Zal says now that poverty implies a hisgabrus of the Yemei Ra over the Yemei Toiv, Shehu Bechinas Pegimas Halavona, which is associated with the defect of the moon, with the fact that the moon today is deficient. When Hashem first created the moon, it was equal to the sun. And then Hashem lessened the light of the moon. Bechimas pegimas halavona, shemishom ho'anius. It's from there, from that lessening of the light, that poverty affects the world. Bechinas hisgabrus sheva shnei horov al sheva shnei hasova chasashom. It's a concept of the 7 bad years, the 7 years of famine, overpowering the 7 years of plentifulness in the dream of Paroi. Bibchinas, as it says in a pasuk, kol yemei oni roim, all the days of a poor person are bad. So we see that the concept of anius, the concept of poverty, of chisorin, implies a bechina, an aspect of ra. This doesn't mean that a poor person is bad, chas v'shalom. It means that the person is experiencing the ra trying to overpower the toiv in a certain aspect of their life. V'zeh shenoy sein tzedakah la'oni hu bechinas tzadik. And when a person gives money to a poor person, that person is an aspect of tzadik. Bechinas, as it says in Tehillim, that a Rosha borrows and doesn't return. The tzaddik, and the symbol of tzaddik is choinein venoisein. A tzaddik is giving. A tzaddik is always about giving. So a person who gives tzedakah is a bechinas tzaddik. Vehu machnia hayemei ra min honi. He is lessening and weakening the yemei ra from this poor person by filling the gap. Vinizgale bechinas himei toiv. And through this, he's revealing the yemei toiv. Bebechinas, as it says in another pasuk in Tehillim, toiv ish choinein umalve. Good is a person who's generous, who's graceful, who's giving, and who lends, yechalkel dvorov, and he supports his words with mishpot. Bechinas oisei dvoroi. This is the concept that we had over there in Likud Imran, that a person who strips away the bad from the good is creating the dibor, he's creating the words of Torah by revealing the toiv that was underneath the ra. That's this toiv ish choinein umalve. Good is this person who gives or lends to a poor person. Yechalkel devorav. Through this, he supports the words. Bechinas oisei devoroi. Ve'ikar hatztoko hu litein lo'oni hogun ho'oisek betoiru mitzvois. And one of the highest forms of tztoko is to give to a real worthy poor person who is learning Torah, who is studying Torah and doing mitzvahs. Those people who are designated just about completely for avodas Hashem, lihiyos tamchei raisa, to be supporters of Torah, the legs of the Torah. The Gemara speaks about this, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya and Hilchas Tzedakah defines different levels of Tzedakah. And one of the highest levels is supporting true Talmidei Chachamim who need support. When a person gives to this type of a poor person, Nimtza Shehu Boine Es HaTorah Mamish Al Yidei Tzedakah Shenoisen Loi. You're actually building the Torah through the tzedakah that you're giving him. How? Ki hu masmich es ha-talmid chacham. He's supporting the Talmud Chacham. Again, the term support means financial, and support means giving him legs to stand on. And he's enabling the Talmud Chacham to be free from any financial responsibility to devote himself to studying Torah through this. Because before this person had the financial support, that person was not able to spend that time studying Torah, because of lack of parnasa. Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, kiim ein kemach, ein Torah. If there's no flour, if there's no financing, there's no Torah. V'achshav, and now, alidei shezeh noisein tzedakah, by this person giving charity, v'soy mechoy soy, and he's supporting this Talmud Chacham, who yochoy la'asek ba'Torah, the Talmud Chacham can devote himself to Torah. Nimtza, shezeh oisek ba'Torah al yodoy, so that now this Talmud Chacham is involved in the study of Torah, teaching Torah, revealing Torah, through this person who's giving him the tzedakah. Nimtza shehu b'chinas boina es ha-Torah. So now this donor is building the Torah. Dahainu hayamei toiv, which is referred to as those good days. Shemegala mitoich hayamei ra, which is being revealed and brought out from the bad days. Mitoich doicha koanius, which we said refers to the pressures and the difficulty of poverty. Shehem b'chinas yemei ra, which is referred to as yemei ra, b'chinas kol yemei oni roim kanal, as the pasuk says, all of the days of a poor person are ra, are bad. V'al kein, and therefore this person who's giving tzedakah, who b'chinas hatzadik, he is this aspect of tzadik, shehu boine gam kein es hatoyres hayemei toiv u'machni yemei ra, as we saw in Likut Imran, that this is one of the main responsibilities and accomplishments of a tzaddik, that the tzaddik, by defeating his own ra, by overcoming his own ra, especially in the area of tikkun habris, completely, this tzaddik, whenever he engages any ra, the ra falls away and he reveals the toiv in it. So this person who's giving tzedakah is emulating the action, the work of the tzaddik. The tzaddik is involved in stripping away the ra, revealing the toiv. The baal tzedakah is removing the yemei ra from the oni and bringing out the yemei toiv, bringing out the Torah, enabling the oni to study Torah. V'al kein al yedei hatzedakah zoicha lebechinas ava shebadas. And this is why, by giving tzedakah, a person is also zoicha to that level of ava shebedas, shehu b'chinas sisrei Torah, which is the hidden secrets of the Torah, shehu b'chinas oirois hatzachtzochois kayadua, which is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as the light of tzachtzochois, which is above the spheroids, a very high level of light. B'b'chinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 58, V'sofek loroev nafshecha, extend yourself to the person who's hungry and provide him with food and clothing. And then the pasuk continues, oz yiboka kashar oirecha, and by doing that, then your light will shine forth like the morning star. V'hizbiya betzachzachos nafshecha, and you will be satiated with the tzachzachos of your soul. Meaning you'll be zeichet to this incredible high-level light called Oyer HaTzachzachos, which again is another aspect of this Ava Shebedas. Ki mishom ikar hashefa, because it's from this Oyer HaTzachzachos, it's from this keser, from this Ava Shebedas, that's the main source of all shefa, of all sustenance and bounty. Bibachinas, as the Gemara says, Bone chaye umezoine, lav beschusa talia milsa, kiim bemazla talia milsa. Children, life, and parnasa are not dependent on merit, on regular merit, which is the ava shebiyomim, which is zerampin, which is the spheroids of chesed through malchus, but rather bemazla talia milsa. These three most important, significant things in life are dependent on and come from mazla, shehu hamazal ha'elyon, which refers to that upper mazal, which is another nickname, shehu b'chinas ava shebedas, which is another word for this Ava Shebedas, Bechinas Sisre Oiraisa, Bechinas Oiraisa Datika Stimo, Kayodua, as is known to the Mekubolim and those that study Sifrei Chassidus. I've mentioned this many times before, but every time I say, I need to hear it again and again, because it's one of the extraordinary chidushim that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, which shows you the beauty and the depth of the Torah. This is a famous Gemara, Bonei Children, Chaye Life, and Mezainu Parnasa, which is certainly among the three most important things that all of us pray for and all of us yearn for. And the Gemara says they're not dependent on schus, on merit, they're dependent on mazla. Tosfos says, Ein mazal liYisrael. What do you mean mazla? Doesn't it say that the Jews are above mazal? Mazal usually means the stars, dictated by the stars, by destiny, by fate, what people call fate. And Tosfos answers it, and the Zohar Kodesh speaks about this, that the term mazla here does not mean that mazal. The term mazla here refers to this Avo Shebedas, this Oyer Hatzachzachos, the Keser, the highest level. It refers to that Nistar, that hidden. And the Zohar HaKadosh gives proofs from different psukim for each one of these three things. When we speak about children, the Pasuk says, the Torah tells us that Chana, the woman from whom we learn out the most important laws and customs of Tefillah, the laws of Shemoneh Esrei, are all learned from the Tefillah of Chana. So the Pasuk says there that Chana, because of the deep suffering that she felt in not having children, when her sister was having children, it says, Vatispalel Chana al Hashem. Chana davened. It doesn't say El Hashem, she davened to Hashem, which would have been a more appropriate term. It says she davened Al Hashem. Al very often means above. She davened above Hashem Kaviochel, meaning above Zerampin, above the Ava Shebiyomim. She tapped into that Ava Shebedas. She tapped into the Keser, the highest level, the Oyer Hatzachzios, the source of all Shefa, the highest source of Chesed, the Lifnai V'Lifnim, the inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdosh. When it comes to Chaye, life, the Gemara tells us, the Navi tells us, that there was a tzaddik by the name of Chizkiyo HaMelech, a descendant of Dovid HaMelech, who was so good that Hashem wanted to make him Moshiach. Because during his time, he spread the Torah all over Eretz Yisrael to such a point where every man, woman, and child was well-versed in the most complicated mitzvahs of the Torah. And the Gemara says, the Torah tells us at one point, Hashem sent Yeshaya HaNavi to tell Chizkiyo HaMelech to prepare himself to die. Why? Because he didn't get married. He didn't have children. So Yeshaya HaNavi goes and presents himself before Chizkiyo HaMelech and says, prepare to die? Why? Because you didn't have children. You didn't get married, you didn't have children. I didn't get married for a reason, because I saw Beruach HaKodesh, that if I were to bring children into the world, my children would be idol worshippers, and I didn't want to desecrate the holy name of Hashem. Who asked you? That's none of your business. That's Hashem's secrets. What kind of children and everything. This is the first mitzvah in the Torah. You didn't accomplish it. Prepare to die. Chizkiyo HaMelech asks, is there anything I can do? Yeshaya HaNavi says, can't help you. Chizkiyo HaMelech says, then get out. Get out. He actually sent him away, like threw him out. Because I have a Kabbalah, I have a tradition from my father and grandfather going back to Dovid HaMelech, that there's no such thing as ein ma lasot. There's no such thing as can't be helped. And the Navi says, Vayasev Chizkiyo ponav el hakir. Chizkiyo HaMelech turned to the wall. And the Gemara says he turned inside to the walls of his heart. He turned deep inside of him, and he had his hispoidedus. He spoke to Hashem in his own words. And he cried out to Hashem, And his tefillah was answered immediately. Hashem told Yeshaya HaNavi, turn around, make a U-turn. Go back to Chizkiyo HaMelech and tell him I'm giving him an extension. We're extending his life. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech ended up marrying the daughter of Yeshaya HaNavi. So when Hashem said, I'm extending his life, it says, Hineni, I, Yosef, he will add al yomecha. I, he is going to add to your life. In Hebrew, it should have said, Hineni, Yosef, I will add to your life. In the conjugation of the word lahosif in Hebrew, for I is Yosef. It doesn't say that. It says, I, Yosef, he. Who's the he? The man upstairs in the penthouse. The Keser, the Oyer Hatzachzios, the Ava Shebedas. It's from there that you're getting these additional years. So Chaim comes from up there. Next, Parnosa. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yechalkelecha. Place your needs. When you need anything you need, anything you're lacking, place it al Hashem. And Hashem will support you. Hashem will sustain you. Again, above Hashem, above the standard level of Rachmanis, to the Rachamim Gedoilim, as Rabbein Azal refers to it in another chapter on the Kutim Ram. There's the regular Rachmim, and there's Rachamim Gedoilim. And when we speak about the Geula, the redemption, how is the redemption going to come about? There's a pasuk in the Navi. We're going to have it in one of the Haftoras. Berega kotoin azavtich, Hashem says, in a short second, I left you. Uberachamim gedoilim akaptzech. And with massive kindness, I will gather you back in. There'll be the ingathering of the exiles. It's going to come from the rachamim gedoilim, from this oiravo shebedas, from this highest level, from people being chozer betshuva, from converts, from being able to reveal the toiv, the yamei toiv within the ra, through the mitzvah of tzedakah, again, helping, uplifting the aniyim, the talmidei chachamim. This is what's going to bring about this, the final geula, because again, the word geula, the root of the word geula, gimel aleph lamed, goal, in atbash, is the word keser, to show that the geula is going to have to come from that upper light. Now, to put the real cherry on top of all of this, how do we access this? The great tzaddikim are able to access this Rachmim Gedoilim, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Can we access this? The Shiloh HaKodesh, this is all I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha. The Shiloh HaKodesh points out that on Hoshana Rabbah, we say this incredible statement, Ani Vohoi Hoshiana, I and you. Me and you, Hashem, just me and you. Through this, Hoshiana, through this we're going to receive, through this will bring about the Yeshua, the salvation. The Shiloh HaKodesh says, Ani Vohoi is Bigimatria Mazla, this word Mazla. That when a person secludes themselves alone with Hashem, when a person has his Hisboidedus, Bodod means alone, when a person is in private seclusion with Hashem, and a person pours out their heart to Hashem, speaking in their own words, thanking Hashem for everything that we need to thank Him for, and pleading to Hashem for all the Shefa, all the Yeshuas that we need, that person is tapping into this Mazla, this Al Hashem. And this is why on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, towards the end of Musaf, at the end of the repetition of Musaf, there's a paragraph there where we describe how the Kohen Gadol looked coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When the Kohen Gadol, the holiest Jew, on the holiest day, on Yom Kippur, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Luchos was, this Oyer Avo Shebedas, what did he look like when he came out? What was that light on his face when he came out? One of the lines there says, "Kiyoshev seiser lechalois pnei melech," like a breslov chassid who sits in hiding, in seclusion, to plead with Hashem, lechalois pnei melech, to plead before the king, mare kohen. That's what the Kohen Gadol looked like coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. With this, we could understand why Rabbeinu Zal used that terminology, Hispleidus himayla elyoina ugedoyla menakol. How can anybody make such a statement? There are people who say this. How can anybody say such a thing? Who? Rabbi Nachman, who can? You can say that this is more important, bigger than anything else? The answer is, if Rabbeinu Zal said it, you can be very sure that it's grounded. It's based on psukim, on chumash, on gemara, on halacha, on every facet of the Torah. And if you review what we just said, you see clearly that all religious Jews say these words. They say these words, but somehow they don't realize what they're saying. Keyoshev seiser lechalos premelech, like a person who follows this Eitzah of Rabbeinu Zal, of secluding oneself every single day, a private audience with the king, with Hashem, that person is tapping into what the Kohen Gadol tapped into on Yom Kippur when he went to the Lifnai V'Lifnim. Any questions, please?
Thank you, Rav Nosson. I can't hear that enough.
Sure. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zeche to absorb what we're learning here. We're being enlightened, really enlightened, about Yiddishkeit, about Chanukah, about every aspect of Yiddishkeit. We should be zeche to appreciate what Rav Nosson Zal is giving us and to apply it. Rav Nosson Zal always stressed, V'loi ha-medresh o'ikar al-ha-maisa. Learning is not the main thing as much as implementing it, doing it. We should be zeche to do it, to do these mitzvahs properly, to have hespeidus, to be mekayim the b'Hashem aldo v'alkim, to be able to see Hashem in everything, in the darkness and in the light, in everything we're going through, and thereby to play our role in helping to bring about the Geula Shleima, the coming of Moshiach, the building of the Beis Hamikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Rav Nosson. Sure. Thank you.
Someone mentioned a question. Is it a Breslov custom?
Yes, thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure.
Thank you very
sure.
much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'm sure you spoke to Nisim already this morning.
I tried reaching him. He didn't. I tried reaching him and his wife, and neither of them answered the phone.
Okay, because he's back in the hospital, as you know.
Yes, that I heard, and we dedicated a shir in the beginning, if you recall, we mentioned, for a complete refuah for Nisim Baruch Ben Sara and his wife, Adina Leah.
Amen. Sure, sure. I will speak to him in about another hour.
Please.
And have him get in touch with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure. Those that can, we do. Can you see who it is? You don't see whose microphone it is.
But he's in the hospital, I spoke
with him.
Yeah, so he needs
she. Yeah. So the question was asked whether the Breslov has the custom of saying Tikkun Rochel by day during the 3 weeks. The answer is yes. Those that are aware of the importance of Tikkun Chatzos, during the 3 weeks, there's a custom to say it in addition, during the daytime, Chatzos, to say Tikkun Rochel. Yes.